Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And I'm not going to hold the players accountable.
I could keep going if you want, but I'm not.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Warriors season is done. They lose last night to the Sacramento Kings. 118-94.
Got blew out. They didn't lose.
They got blew out.
Watch the game again then, Steiny.
Yeah. Watch them all.
Nothing worked. They looked overwhelmed.
Warriors were 5-21 against the top seven teams in the West this year. I mean, that's the one thing I was thinking about yesterday before the game ever started. Yeah. I said the reason that I love the playoffs and love elimination games is because you finally get more of a realistic view of the kind of team you have. Mm. Were the Warriors good enough to win a couple play-ins, make a run? They were 27-12. They were playing their best basketball of the season. Maybe they got something going. Well, they got their clock. Like that's the other thing. And I get it, it's just one game, but why did they get their clock cleaned by that team last night?
Because it was younger. And that team didn't have a lot of guys that could create their own shot.
Team was 4-7 going into the playoffs.
Oh, no doubt about it.
They were playing their worst basketball of the year.
But they also had blown leads too, Steiny, so they were good enough to get those leads on good teams.
Well, and the Warriors did the same thing. So why the Warriors had won 9 of 11 coming in. The Kings had won 4 of 11 coming in. The Kings had stumbled to the finish. The Warriors played them a year ago in Game 7. And if you look at the plus-minus on that game, every Warrior starter, Steph, Clay, Dre, Looney, and Wiggins, all had at least plus 20. So the Warrior starters demolished the King starters a year ago.
And that happened to these Kings.
Last night, the Warrior starters got absolutely, positively demolished by this King starters.
All plus 20-something.
How does that happen
starter
in a year?
I don't have that answer, Steiny.
They get older. That's the answer. The Warriors are an older team.
Easier to guard, you're saying?
Much easier to guard. In other words, and here's the other thing. Like for Steph, how do you use him? How do you use him going forward? Like, what's his role?
Well, I'm gonna say something to that. I'm really scared about this new officiating rule. If you're going
to favor the Warriors,
no, now it's about Steph. I'm just honing in on Steph, Stoney. He's easier to guard if you can use more muscle and tussle. And last night, I'm not saying that's why he didn't get off, but they were blitzing his ass.
They're right.
And who are you when you throw it to Dre? Dre ain't gonna do nothing. They got too many guys out there that can't create their own shot.
And you know who's among them now? Steph. Steph can't create his own shot like he could. He can't.
Well, you give him the room, and it ain't one on three, he can.
I don't know if he can either. I mean, can Clay break? I mean, can Steph break down a guy by himself like he used to? And but that's irrelevant. Yeah. Is that even how you want him? That's not how you want to play anyway.
But sometimes you can't just settle for the three. We see him, you know.
Okay.
We see him a lot of times go to the basket.
But he can't do it consistently. You can't go to the basket consistently at 36, especially when that wasn't the foundation of your game for your entire career. The one thing I saw last night with Curry, and
I'm gonna watch the game again tonight.
Kind of agreeing with you on one extent is we've seen we've kind of seen Steph come full circle with like the high screen and roll.
Oh man!
So early in his career, when Steph ran those high screen and rolls, he would turn the ball over. Early in his career, Key Smart used to get mad at him for live ball turnovers at the top of the floor. All right, then they started winning, and one of the reasons they started winning was because he started giving it up a split second early. Huh. And it let the Warriors play 4-on-3, and that's kind of when they had Durant, and they played 4-on-3 because he made the ball get out of Steph's hands. He passed it to Draymond, and Draymond made great 4-on-3 decisions. Then after that, Steph became a player who could just dissect that. He would just dissect the high pick and roll. He'd make the right decisions all the time. He'd get rid of it a split second soon to let the team play 4-on-3. If they didn't close up the trap, he could split them and make you pay. If you went under, he made the three to make them pay. Like he dissected it the last several years. But I think right now, because of his age, we're getting back into the territory where it's just harder for him to make plays at the top of the floor when there's two defenders there who are long, 12 years younger, athletic, and yes, an extension of it is Clay's not Clay, Draymond's not Draymond, and the other guys aren't Durant and Iguodala.
So they're not threats.
He's going to turn the ball over more in those situations the older he gets because, like, that's father time. Elijah is in Oakland. What's up, Elijah?
Hey, guys. I said at the beginning of this season, it's going to be a miserable year. The Warriors are going to miss the playoffs. I've been listening to you guys all year. And, you know, Steiny, I feel like in many ways you've been the voice of reason about being realistic about things. Every time they start doing a little better, like, temper that. And the reality that right now there's nothing they can do. But you know where you're so wrong is that this wasn't inevitable. It didn't have to go down like this. 2 years ago, I was saying you got to play the young guys. You got to develop the young guys. You can't let Draymond punch his teammates and there's nothing that happens. I said they weren't going to contend that year. They got whooped by the Lakers. They had decisions to make in the offseason. What did they do? They got older. They went and got CP3. You know, so they made their bed. They decided not to develop Kuminga, not to develop Moody, to not load manage Draymond. This is their fault. You know, they decided to extend Steve Kerr instead of getting a new coach who has a vision of how to play young guys with Steph instead of doing the same thing over and over. They got the loss they deserved last night, and they're gonna run it back next year because they got no moves left, and they're going to lose again, miss the playoffs again next year, and it is what it is.
Thanks, Elijah. Appreciate the call.
Well, let's hope he's wrong. And I'll say this, about last night. Shout out Rob Lowe, Stoney. I'm not blaming one somebody, but that was the game that I thought Chris Paul could come in and things were going, water was on the boat, and he could get the water off the boat, and even he couldn't stand that onslaught that was the ball pressure from the Sacramento Kings. Like, that was what was so mind-boggling. The Warriors were swarmed.
The minute.
They were going fast. They were just.
The minute was, we can acknowledge that youth has now superseded.
Oh, man.
So-called pedigree. I think we can move on. It'll be easier to move on. Like all year long, their championship. Pedigree, championship, championship, championship.
I thought that would win him the game alone last night.
And you know what? Youth won the game. And length and athleticism. Just like it won Friday's game. Just like it won all the games against Denver and most of the game against OKC. It's like this league is young, athletic, and long.
Okay, so to Evan's point before the break, and I'm being real here.
Like, how can you get better with how can you in a league that is young, athletic, long, and getting more experienced, how can the Warriors' big three continue to compete with that?
There's an asterisk next to that. It shouldn't be the big three. They had a chance. They had a lottery pick that was going to be a part of that.
Right.
And you struck out. So let's not all just act like, you know, that didn't happen. They had some Pac-Man pills to help them, and they struck out.
So if
and one Jordan of the Poole got punched, and he's gone. But
okay, so that's the other thing. I keep hearing how, well,
you made Joe some decisions.
Okay, so why do you like? It's so funny. Everybody's like, "Oh, well, Joe Lacob won't let him get bad. Joe Lacob wants to win. Joe Lacob's not going to." Okay, but you're telling me that Joe Lacob made a terrible pick with Wiseman, and you're telling me that the Chris Paul signing wasn't a good move. So, like, if he's there's no sure thing that he can put this thing back together.
Well. And that's why I brought up Evan just a second ago. He said the last umpteen minutes of his program yesterday, him and Grandy, people were calling in reflecting on the 10 years. I'm with that. But let me tell you who's not doing that, Stoney, and who can't afford to do that. It's Joe Lacob. And that's why, like you said, Goo, there's no – we could all have 100 different opinions. The proof is going to be in the pudding when we find out what they do. But, Stoney, everywhere I look, it's like – I don't think there's an antidote to what ails you.
There isn't. Like, I'm gonna help you.
That's scary as all outdoors in.
But we should have known that's coming because that happens to every team that's been in a dynasty. Like,
if Milwaukee get, I'm not saying okay, Giannis yeah. is coming. Okay, but sure. Is there something that could happen in one of these series with the Clippers or Milwaukee or other teams to where something could fast track a guy wanting to get out of and you know what?
Well, you know how we did 6 months of shows of people saying they could make a run? We can do 3 months of shows saying they can get Giannis.
Well, they did actually make a run.
Who?
The Warriors. They had the 14-4 stretch. You know?
I keep trying to talk yourself into it. Sam's in PA. Hey, Sam, what's going on, man?
Hi. What's up? I'm from PA. And I was just mad about how I was mad about the Warriors and how they played yesterday. I wasn't really happy how the starters played besides out to Steph, and it was just a like really bad loss. I blame Steve Kerr and I blame Draymond for messing up our season. He messed up our season, got suspended for all those games. We could have had a better seed if he played. But he decided to act crazy, out of control, hitting Yusuf Nurkic, choking out Rudy Gobert, choking out so many people, and decided to ruin our season. I think he ruined our season, and he ruined our season last year, too, with the hit on Jordan Poole. So he was the one who messed up our season, too. And yeah, you can blame Clay. Clay shot 0 for 10. I know that was bad, but this is, I feel like we would have had a better seed if we...
Sam, I think a lot of people... Thanks, Sam. I appreciate the call. Like a lot of people agree with you.
And
so what do you do with that information?
Well, scary, and I want to say damn you, because now you're telling me as I look forward now to next season, okay, there is no Draymond suspension, but are you going to come up roses in regard to games played by Steph and Clay? And even, that's hitting home now. Okay, just say there's no suspension. Are you going to win the health battle that you won this year? And you know what? I'm not, because I love this team and I grew up on them. I'm not using the word karma, and I can't because they've had so much success. But just think about it. Draymond gets rewarded with that contract. You punch a dude in the face and that dude gets traded. You do what you did this year after getting your contract. It's like, that don't add up, Steiny.
No, but it adds
that
up.
That don't add up.
It added up after
for him,
Orlando.
For the guy that did all this, and we got a caller saying he ain't the only one. He hijacked two seasons. He gets rewarded with a new contract. That don't seem right. And now we don't know what's up with Clay. Let's speak on it. Like, that's what's wrong. That you don't reward that behavior where I come from.
Well, most people signed off on it, have signed off on it, and continue to sign off on it because Dre, according to all the powers that be, the stakeholders in Golden State, he's worth it.
Wow.
He's worth it. He can't be worth it when he's shutting down Zion Williamson, but he's not worth it. Like that's the problem with this team. Their three older players are inconsistent now. Steph's the least inconsistent, but he's gotten more inconsistent. Mm. It used to be that when you put the big three out on the floor, at least two of them were playing well. At least. And most of the time, two and a half, three. Now when the big three goes on the floor, one guy plays well. Like, who played
That's
well
a big
last
deal,
night?
Though. Nobody.
Well, then but, you're not going to well, win championships
you know take
with
that back.
Older
Moody
players.
Moody, Kuminga played.
Right, yeah, the young yeah. players.
Well, you're right.
You can't have Steph playing three good games out of five. You can't have Klay playing two good games out of four. And you can't have Draymond playing one good game out of two and think you're going to be a championship team. Like, that's the difference. Steph would play four great games and one so-so game. Now he's playing two great games, two so-sos, and a not so good. And as the like, there's just a toll that takes a toll in the loss column.
Wow.
Ron is in Hayward. Hey, Ron, how you doing, man?
What's up, guys? Man, I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Hey,
hanging in.
Man, I have a different perspective that I wanted to share with you guys, man. So I grew up in Denver. I've been in the Bay Area for the past like 15 years, but I grew up in Denver. So I'm a Nuggets fan. And man, it took 30 years for me to get one championship. I was a kid when we had Melo, and we thought we were going to be great. And all we got was one Western Conference Finals appearance. So like, I've been in the Bay this whole Warriors run, man. You guys have had one of the greatest dynasties that in all of sports history. And now, obviously, time is passing. So it's like you guys thought it was going to be that forever. Like, it couldn't be that forever, you know? So I just feel like it sucks to hear all the negativity and the doom and gloom. I know this isn't the outcome for the season that you wanted, but, like, you got to switch the perspective, man. Be grateful for what you've been able to witness and try to change it for the future. But, like, this doom and gloom is crazy, man. You guys have had such an amazing run and so much to be happy for, grateful for. So just, I know this is not what anybody wants to hear, but it's like, you got to be in reality, man. You guys had a great run. Doesn't mean it's necessarily over. It could continue depending on what changes are made or if the, you know, the team changes their perspective, their mindset. But, yeah, that's all I wanted to share, man. Like, you guys are spoiled, bro.
That's a fact.
Well, easy some, for a Nugget are. Fan. I get him. I appreciate him. But the worst part of this, guys, is we don't know what the end of the movie looks like.
I would say we just saw it. That
I would say we got an hour and a half left.
What's going on?
No, with their career, Steph is nowhere about to retire.
But what I'm saying
Draymond's
is like,
got three more.
And this is the other thing, like, the movie's over. Like,
maybe that's the off season.
Like
with.
The idea, like, here's it, and the I don't know. I mean, I guess the same people. I do think that most people were realistic about this team. But I do think there was some people that thought they were going to go on a run and they were going to win it all. And I just like I think there's people right now that think there's a move that we don't know what it is.
Oh, my gosh.
But there's a move out there that we're going to make, maybe in conjunction with another move. And we're going to be able to make a move or two and then do this thing over here. And when we come back next year, we are rolling and we are set to win 57 games and we're going to be in the postseason.
But isn't that why you get out of bed?
I don't know. Is Washington thinking that?
No, I'm just saying, Lacob, you're right.
That's I don't mean Washington because Washington is bad, but why? Like, why would you think that's going to happen?
Because the owner is nicknamed Joey Lightyears and he don't like losing.
And that was in 2012. That's just.
I'm not saying it's going to happen, Stoney. But you said the movie's over. Okay, so what's the name of the next movie about to come on? Because we're still in the theater.
The next movie is whatever's going to happen, but it's not going to be a 60-win team next year.
And what I was going to say,
I guess it could be. I don't want to rob them of that.
No, but
God forbid I robbed them of a championship run this year when they were 19-24.
Because
it's not catastrophic.
I'm about to tell you
why. The whole year has been leading to this.
But people, the bottom line was at least they were going to make the playoffs.
That's
Give
great.
Me that.
Who cares?
That's why you brought in Chris Paul.
Don't talk to me in one sentence that you're a championship team and you can make a run and we're not done with the titles, but on the other. Oh, a playoff run would have been much, much better. Like, that's the problem with this team. Stop thinking of it as a championship team. The minute you stop saying championship or bust, you can start to progress as a franchise.
But can't you see we lowered the standards and said playoff, and we couldn't reach that plateau?
People didn't.
They assumed it, Steiny.
Right.
We assumed the playoffs.
Why?
Because we have Steph effing Curry.
Well, guess what?
And you got Chris Paul.
How's that worked for 3 out of 5 years? It's like there's now evidence. We have evidence. Go spit in the face of evidence if you want.
But if I can get a championship every 3 out of 5 years, who wouldn't take that?
Okay, well then go for it. Like, seriously. I'm not here. If you're here to say championships are still on the horizon, then go down that road.
I'm just trying to tell you why people are flabbergasted. Like, you couldn't qualify for the playoffs.
Why wouldn't you? Like, this is the way I look at it. This is the way I look at it. Okay, last year and this year, you're the same team. You're the same team.
I'll give you that.
You won 44 last year, you won 46 this year. Okay, why last year did you get to the second round? I'll tell you why. Because you got a great first matchup. Mm. A great first matchup against a team that wasn't ready. Against a team that was too young.
They were the last year, though, Steiny.
That's great. That's great. And you beat them. And they were four games better than you. They won 48 games. And you got a great matchup against a team that wasn't ready to beat you. Okay, you won that. Now you think you're a championship team again. Okay, fine. You want to think you're a championship team? You think you're a championship team because you beat the Kings, who made the playoffs for the first time in 15 years. Fine. You go play the LA Lakers. They handle you in 6 games.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Well, we didn't really see what we saw. I get it. Oh, Lonnie Walker. He'll never have a game like that. Okay. Lonnie Walker won't have a game like that. You're going to come back this year and you're going to win it. You're going to win it all. You're the same team as you were last year. Only guess what? Everybody else got better and now you didn't make the playoffs. Like, the idea that this was inconceivable, I guess, to me is what I got to fight back on. They played terribly last night, but and I didn't think they were going to lose by 25 points, but the fact of the matter is, it was going to end.
Yeah,
I didn't like. Right. They were not going to win two road games.
But you keep talking chip. you got to understand real quick, you assumed playoffs. That wasn't a big stretch.
No, no. Why? You were a 44-win team last year on 95.7 The Game. You all right?
I'm good.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Warriors, they lose last night 118-94 to the Kings. Their season is over. Off-season going to be very interesting for them, no doubt about it. And they don't make the playoffs.
Who did, if you don't mind me asking, who did you want to hear from? And I know they give you the typical standard, it's over, and, you know, we had a good season. What Warrior player did you want to hear from the most today? Mine is Kuminga. And Steve Kerr, too, Stoney. That man coached his – he tried to coach his ass off you. He threw – he knew like, – they got bombarded. And Wiggins said it, but my question is why? And if it's age, I get it now. I'm more inclined to be like you might be onto something.
I might be on.
But Wiggins and Kuminga are old.
See?
No, Pods is not old. No, but,
and listen.
TJD is not
listen,
old.
Listen,
and, you know?
I think their core is old.
Oh, no,
they're three
I'm not
most
arguing that.
But if you're just
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Starting to see that, then you're not there. Then you're not there. Then you, then maybe they can turn the clock back. I would submit that we've been seeing it for a little while. I mean, you know, I mean, let's go to Will in L.A. Hey, Will, what's going on, buddy?
Will.
Hey, Will, what's going on, man? How you doing? Let's go to John and Hayward. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy? What do you got, my man?
What's up, Guru? What's up, Steiny?
Hey, hey.
Hey, after last night, I think Clay Thompson's made an easy decision for Joe Lacob to let him walk. That's the first thing I got to say. And also, too, Guru, I love your passion, man, but you got to get real, man. You got to, like Steiny says, you got to see this team for what it is. This team right now, it's a rebuilding team.
Oh.
There's no championships coming up within the next you know, who knows when.
What about a trade? What about a trade, though? What about a big trade if Lacob decided to trade an asset or two?
I don't think there's anyone out there that's going to make the Warriors any better right now. Who are you going to give up?
Wow.
You got to give up some. You got to give up something good to get something good.
Well,
you know, that's the way the NBA works. You know, so who are you going to give up? You know, they're just rebuilding. They're going to have to just rebuild and let the young guys just play now.
Wow.
You know, because I just don't see the Warriors being a championship team. And you know, and Guru, man, you got to listen to Steiny, man.
Delete that.
Thanks,
right.
Jeff.
Oh, you met one guy.
No, I just think I love shows like this.
You're smiling. Well,
you know.
I love my guy.
Now the Warriors are a little older today than they were yesterday.
I'm out.
And good Lord, let's hope you and some other people are wrong about if that game did hinge on people staying or going. 0-10 ain't helping anything. I hate that for them. I mean, they hate that they did lost the game, but damn, Steiny 0-10. That ain't his last game in a Warrior uniform. It can't be.
Okay.
Huh?
Who's your favorite player of all time?
Jordan.
What was his last game with the Wizards?
I don't even have any recollection.
We won't remember.
Yeah. Oh.
We won't remember his last game.
Well, if Clay goes to somewhere else and is hitting buckets JJ Redick.
Ask me about Bird's last game.
Bird's last game.
No idea. How about Magic? What was Magic's last game?
Oh, that All-Star game, right?
I remember Patrick Ewing in Orlando. I was there.
The beauty is...
I hear you, Stein.
We're not going to remember Clay's last game. We're going to remember the four championships. Jesse in San Jose. Oh, no. All right.
Uh-oh.
Well, let's go to Jocko. Jocko's been waiting longer. I made a mistake.
I like
there.
That name, Jocko.
Hey, Jocko, what's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys, and... Hey, Guru, I love your passion, and you asked earlier if Steiny felt bad for Clay. He said no because...
Oh.
Bad for Clay, too. One thing, Guru, is you can't hide from age.
I get
with
that.
Jocko, you got a bad connection.
Yeah. All right, you can't hide from age. I'm not in denial. I'm just saying... If I got a guy, the caller that loved you.
You are in denial.
He was wrong. He said we have nothing that could fetch you something. And I'm always said, Norm told me, in order in this world, you got to give up something to get something.
Right.
So I would think about Kuminga, who I don't know can get to superstar status, but if that could get me something already proven, maybe 30-year-old, I would do
how
that.
How old's Lauri Markkanen? Do you know off the top of your head?
I'm up right now. I want to say 27, I'm guessing.
Okay, so you would trade, well, let me ask you this. Would the Jazz trade Markkanen for Kuminga? And if so, my question would be, why?
Because he's way younger.
Okay.
They don't want to pay Lauri.
Okay.
That'd be the reason.
So they'll acquire Kuminga... But they're going to have to pay Kuminga.
Yeah, so...
So they... See, I don't...
Like, Lauri Markkanen might be eligible for a max contract.
Right.
Kuminga is up for a rookie max.
Right.
So that would be the reason, if they want it.
Danny Ainge is not paying Jonathan Kuminga. Like...
No, but he could trade him.
He's 26, Donnie. Well, something's going to happen.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Positively,
I don't know.
That's all.
I don't know.
I do wonder if when we hear from Joe Lacob, Steiny, maybe Kawakami or somebody. You know what? If Joe Lacob were Jerry Jones, we would have heard last night. And that's the one good thing. But Steiny, he can't be feeling good about his baby.
And
that's the Golden State Warriors. Unless he's using, real quick, the calculator of what Evan said, callers were saying, and I get it. Hey, we had a great run. But not, I'm just a guy in the weeds saying, not so fast. Here, over here. We still got number 30. We got Dre.
That doesn't get it done anymore.
No, right. We need to go get
Who was the best player on the floor last night?
Keegan Murray.
Or who else?
De'Aaron Fox.
Or Fox.
Yeah. Thank you, Evan.
I mean...
That was sobering. Stoney, I got you, man.
Steph Curry is a better player than De'Aaron Fox. Uh-huh. Like, he's got a greater career. He's got titles. But when Steph Curry, in a game like that, goes up against De'Aaron Fox, it's a coin flip. It's a coin flip now.
All right.
And maybe that has something to do with the people Curry's playing
with. And Stoney, I want to be real with you. I don't think that's an embarrassment right now. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to be 21 forever. Like you said, Steph is...
But then
let's go to our next.
Then
Robin? We got Sabonis. Who's Curry's Robin? Oh, fluctuates every night. One night it could be Wiggins, other night it could be Kuminga. But when it was all said and done and the dust settled, he didn't have a consistent somebody he could lean on to make his job easier. These are no excuses. And
no,
I've been hiding
excuses.
This from you
they
and
are
Evan.
Excuses.
And I'm gonna let it out right now.
They are.
There was a juncture in that game to where I felt like the Catholic school was playing the team in the hood, where the athleticism from the guys in the hood was 1,000 times more than the other team.
And that hit you for the first time last night. That the Warriors' athleticism hit you for the first time last night.
I guess with the enormity,
it didn't hit you when they were 5-21.
You know what,
Stoney?
I'm being honest. When they were 5-whatever, you always had tomorrow. I always said,
well, they got next
this
year.
Was a win or go home. I'm going to see your best version of you.
Well,
and
cool.
Last night, cool. Nobody showed up.
Well, then you know what?
Wiggins.
Hey, Draymond will play 70 next year, and we win 5 more games on 95.7 The Game. It is a Warriors Wednesday. That means it is sponsored by Freedman's Appliance, a trusted name since 1922. Visit freedmansappliance.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.